The wait is over. Dive into Audible's most anticipated collection, The Best of 2025, featuring top audiobooks, podcasts, and originals across all genres. Our editors have carefully curated this year's must-listens, from brilliant hidden gems to the buzziest new releases. Every title in this collection has earned its spot. This is your go-to for the absolute best in 2025 audio entertainment. Whether you love thrillers, romance, or nonfiction, your next favorite listen awaits. Discover why there's more to imagine when you listen at audible.com/bestoftheyear.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
It's time to go. That's right. It's a Wednesday here on the Gas Digital Network. And it's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, saying hello, 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 and welcome to the Morning Zoo. Across the table from me are two very funny, talented, and wonderful people from his YouTube special, Positive Stuff. It's our good friend, Drew Dunn.
What's up, man?
How you doing, brother?
Good. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Wonderful to see you. Happy holidays. Good morning. And next to him, you know her, you love her, and we love her here at the network. It's Josie Marcellino.
Hi.
How are you, my love?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Fantastic.
Now, I got to be
honest.
Thank you. My clothes don't fit me as well as they used to.
That's okay.
There's a chance that a nipple's going to pop out like a whack-a-mole, and I need you to let me know if that happens.
Yeah, if I'm over here whacking my mole, your tits are out.
Get a mallet.
I wish it came. I prefer the alligator one. One I tried to... Ow!
Yeah.
Ow! Ow!
The one from Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah.
Oh, that was my shit. I like the Spider Stomp, too.
Okay.
That was my shit. If I ever hit the lottery, I'm going... Or reach success in entertainment, I think lottery might be more likely, but I will buy the whole Chuck E. Cheese animatronic band and just put it in my house.
I don't know. With the way their business is going, you might be able to get it for pretty cheap.
No,
years,
because
think,
the
on, like,
thing is,
foreclosure.
They've gotten rid of all of the animatronics from the like brick and mortar stores.
Oh. Yeah. Now they just have costume people.
And oh, right. Oh, the actual animatronics. I thought you were saying like the games and everything, the whole lot.
No, the like legit animatronics of the Chuck E. Cheese band. So Chuck E. Cheese had it in like the contract.
Yeah.
Once they got rid of them, the people who worked there had to destroy them. Like, so they like bashed them to bits with a hammer. There's fun video of that on the internet of people
wow.
just
like,
destroying
like Five Nights
Chuck
at Freddy's
head.
I think Five Nights at Freddy's really fucked up their business model.
That came before this decision? This decision to kill
yes.
the animatronics wasn't...
Five Nights at Freddy's came out in, I think, the early 2010s.
Yeah.
And then, And I mean, also, like, kids aren't fucking with animatronics like they used to.
No.
That was the shit back in my day.
Yeah, I mean, it was just the coolest thing ever. Disney was doing it. Everything was just janky. Like,
I still love
amazing.
Them.
Yeah.
Shannon, could you we'll put a pin in this. We'll get back to it. Could you please look up the new facial animatronic technology they're premiering at Disney and how cool it is? I just saw they were showing how they're going to do the new animatronic characters. So isn't the story of Chuck E. Cheese like wild? Like, it was another restaurant with an animatronic band.
Yes.
And
yeah.
they bought it and then took it over and then just became Chuck E. Cheese themselves.
Yeah, and it used to be like really gritty. Like Chuck E. Cheese would like smoke a cigar and like call everybody toots and like insult.
Yeah.
Like, he was like a roast comic. It was fun. And
I would love to do that. Imagine just being the voice.
So good.
Yeah.
Imagine you just get to sit in a booth and shit on people.
Hey, you fucking suck over there.
That's dead ass. That is what his voice was.
You're too poor to get enough tokens to get any prizes, kid.
Hey, you fatso by the skee ball.
That's enough pizza, fatty.
Because I know at Universal Horror Nights, they'll have a Chucky that roasts you as you walk by, and it's just like a Chucky puppet.
That's
and somebody, it's almost like a dunk tank.
situation.
That's fun. Yeah.
Where he's just shitting on you as you go by. And God, that would be my favorite job ever.
That would rule. I was scared of the one Chuck E. Cheese animatronic, and it was the only one that was not a monster. It was just an Italian guy.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, I was so scared of it. Like, because I had my birthday party every year until I was like five there. And my parents would just like hoist me up on the stage with the animatronics. I was scared of the Italian, the pizza guy. What Pascal, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's
or
who
Pasquale.
They,
that was
so that's who they. When during the pandemic, do you know what Chuck E. Cheese was pulling?
Yes.
No.
With the DoorDash Ghost Kitchen.
So during the pandemic, all over the country, people started noticing, what's this fucking awful pizza place by me, Pasquale's Pizza Kitchen?
No.
Or Pasquale's Pizza and Wings.
Okay.
It was fucking Chuck E. Cheese.
That's crazy.
Operating as a ghost kitchen. And when you go on the Chuck E. Cheese website, it says Pasquale's their chef.
Can I be completely honest? In my adult, now this was before I lost some weight. In my adult life, I have on multiple occasions gone into Chuck E. Cheese for the pizza buffet.
Are you allowed? I thought you weren't allowed in without a kid.
I did it at 19.
Okay.
With my friend who was older than me.
Maybe that, yeah.
So I don't know. Oh, maybe. Did we bring the kid she was babysitting? That may have been what it
that
was.
That may have been. I don't think you're allowed in without a kid.
I think we brought in the kids that she was babysitting, but we would just sit and eat the pizza.
Because they watch, well, they do a thing now where they stamp you. And
they've
your stamp matches
that.
Your kid.
Yeah, they've always done that.
Oh, okay.
So that way you don't
pick a new one.
Yeah.
The old well,
yeah,
Chuck E. Cheese
kids swap
in the 90s.
So they look it up, they Google the address, and it's the address of Chuck E. Cheese, and people are showing up. And they were suspected of possibly recycling pizza slices that went uneaten at birthday parties.
God.
Putting them back together, heating it up again, and sending it out the door.
God.
Which is horrifying.
Well, that's just the Pasquale way.
Yeah, it is the Pasquale. It's
yeah.
a very Italian thing to do.
Yeah, it's like Campbell's Soup does the same thing, you know? Pasquale.
What?
Yeah, probably. I mean,
the guy that runs
Campbell's Soup, his CEO came out and be like, yeah, this is for poor people. This
yeah,
like garbage.
He goes,
food.
Don't eat. The guy who owned the CEO of Campbell's was like, don't eat this.
What? Yeah, I ate Campbell's Soup a day ago.
He was
what?
Like, well, he's like, oh no, this is not for regular consumption. He's like, we make super processed food for extremely poor people.
Oh because, no.
Because like all the salt, like everything that keeps it good in the can is really pretty bad, I think. Yeah. And I've been on
Campbell's.
A kick of the Campbell's, is it Campbell's that does the Chili Mac?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
I ordered a
Chili
bunch.
Mac out of a can?
Dude, when you don't want to make anything and you want to have a... My wife walked in on me eating it cold out of the can.
Oh, God.
And she said I reminded her of Christopher Lloyd in the Dennis the Menace movie when he's just eating beans. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
just cold
no.
out of the can?
I ordered
Zach, that looks like dog food.
I ordered a six-pack of it on Amazon
six
for like
pack.
$8. And that's like... That's my... If I did a show and I came in and I'm not cooking. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
Just sad watching wrestling on the couch, eating Chili Mac out of the can, baby.
That bums me out as someone who loves you. I don't want to
fix you eating
that.
It's better than SpaghettiOs.
Yeah,
that's true. We're elevating. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
like saying
there's
that a, fucking
flavor.
Tuberculosis is better than rabies. Sure, but I don't want you to be sick.
It is.
Yes, it is, but
it's
I don't want
up.
It for you.
Yeah. You get a shot for TBs.
Yeah, and they have a hot dog one and a chili one.
I'm sorry, they have hot dog in a can?
Hot dog.
You're not
chili.
Allowed to eat that.
Hot dog mac and cheese in a can.
Can we get a petition? You're not allowed to eat that.
I don't think a hot dog's any worse out of a can than it is out of a regular package.
That can't
a hot
be true.
A hot dog.
No,
yeah,
it's got to be worse than the
nah,
can.
Nah, it's lips and assholes, dude.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Hot dog, they're lips and assholes. Lips, ears, and assholes. You never heard that's what they call hot? Hot dogs are like the trimmings of shit they can't put in regular... pork products.
You know, people want to use the whole animal
what?
Until they get to the asshole.
What do you think a hot dog is? Do you think it's an intestine?
Is it?
A hot dog is like...
Is it not that?
It's the stuff they can't serve as is.
Yeah. It's all the bits.
What do
Shannon,
you mean?
Look up how to make a hot dog.
No, don't do that. I eat hot dogs so often.
Hot dogs are emulsified meat trimmings,
what
fat
about the beef
and byproducts
ones?
From beef, pork, or poultry, including muscle pieces, fatty tissues, skin, and sometimes organs like liver or head meat. Head meat is
what
code
is
for
meat?
Lips and lips and noses and assholes.
And the AI is, the AI is not going to tell you lips and assholes.
I don't feel good. I feel
can't include parts like snout, lips, feet, or organ meat, liver, heart, if listed. And they grind it and then add water, salt, spices, and curing agents so that it doesn't go bad.
Yeah, that's why sometimes you get a good hot dog and a bad hot dog. It's like, that was a lot of lips. That was a lot of asshole.
Yeah.
I feel sick.
All right, question. Best regional hot dog.
I mean, I love a Chicago dog.
It is a treat.
Yeah, that I have to get
not
like
something
it.
I want all the time.
No, no. That's
but if I'm there, I really want Portillo's.
Yeah, yeah, Portillo's, yeah.
That
or the Detroit, like, chili dog.
Yep.
That's the, you just get, like, a rack of those.
Don't they call it, like, a Coney?
Yeah, a Coney, yeah, yeah.
Have you ever had a Seattle dog?
No, I don't think so.
Cream cheese and something. It's pretty fucking good.
Oh, wow. Never tried
Chad, what's a Seattle dog? It's cream cheese and something. It's fucking bad.
I thought that would have been a Philadelphia dog.
Yeah.
That's a Philadelphia roll.
Oh, right.
Grilled hot dog or sausage loaded with cream cheese and topped with caramelized or grilled onions.
That sounds great.
There's a gourmet hot dog place in Baltimore called Stuggies.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the final foods that I ate, like the night where I was like, I think I have to make a change, was I had two of their hot dogs. One was just like loaded with grilled peppers, but the other one, it's a like foot-long hot dog smothered in the best mac and cheese with lump crab and covered in Old Bay.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Oh my God. I would sell my asshole for that if I was like desperate enough. It was so good.
Hopefully before. That's a transaction you got to do in the right order. Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
What was the fucking hot dog place in Buffalo? It's a chain, and they do a mac and cheese foot long with onion rings on it.
Wow.
I made food, by the way. I baked cookies and brownies, please.
Thank you.
Eat
you're
them.
Very kind.
Anything that doesn't
you.
Get eaten is going to go to Gas Digital stuff people at Story Wars.
Shannon, did you find those animatronics from Disney? Yep, this is exactly what I wanted to see.
Engineering just revealed the next generation of audio animatronics and three characters they might bring to life with this new technology.
Is that Joe
and
Biden?
Honestly, I thought it was Bruce Willis.
Yeah, that's what they used underneath the
just
new Joe Biden.
Yeah. The projection face
now, if they had figured this out a year ago, we might be in a different situation. Yeah.
Faces. And the new Clawhauser animatronic at Animal Kingdom has physical eyes instead of screen eyes.
What does
like
that mean?
Well, they were using like screens for a lot of it for a while. So like the whole face would be like a projection. So that's how they were making it like blink and talk.
So they're going back
faceless
to that.
Yeah.
But look how fucking good it looks. Wait until you see how good it looks.
Thing of the past. Well, it turns out they might be the face of the future. Because this is next generation audio animatronic technology, which uses a new real-time projection mapping technique that looks insanely cool. Instead of having an internally projected screen like the current Frozen animatronics, next-gen animatronics display the image on a static shell using an external projector that stays perfectly tracked using motor encoder data, adjusts dynamically to ambient light, and has less mechanical wear and tear, so less downtime. But the most exciting thing about this tech is the storytelling capabilities this unlocks. This lets Disney create expressive characters emotions and reactions that were previously impossible for animatronics, like crying, bleeding, and full-on transformations. And Disney specifically called out three characters that this tech will be great for: Mike Wazowski, Lightning McQueen, and Hades. So I think we might be seeing new animatronics of each of them coming to
In all fairness, Lightning McQueen, it's just a car.
Yeah.
It's a car with eyes.
Yeah.
Hades, I can see.
Yeah,
why do we need to worry about the ambient lighting for Lightning McQueen?
Shannon, am I crazy, or did Disney say that once Trump is out of office, they're going to put his Hall of Presidents statue in jail in Pirates of the Caribbean or something?
That would be so fucking funny.
Somebody said something that they had a plan that when he's out, they're going to put him in like pirate jail or something.
I told you the Venezuelans were trouble.
But we do, okay. In the spirit of fairness, if we do that, we have to do it with a couple of the other guys.
Yes.
Nixon's got to go somewhere.
Sure.
I'd be fine with Clinton going somewhere.
I've been on
Yeah, put him on Treasure Island.
Yeah.
That's what they called Epstein Island.
Yeah, yeah.
Treasure Island, baby.
Yeah, just put all the presidents out there, because I think they're getting rid of that. So yeah, just turn it into Epstein's Island or the Hideaway.
I mean, they're all evil. I think
the deep
chances are, if you got that far,
yeah,
you were up to no good.
You know who
Even
I
like
think?
Bush number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Dude.
Objectively evil.
You know, I was reading an interview about some, or listen to something, I apologize. They asked him where he was, because he was running the CIA, I believe, when Kennedy got shot.
Yeah.
They said, where were you the day of Kennedy's assassination? He goes, you know, I just can't remember.
Mm.
You know where he was? Dallas.
Weird.
Confirmed.
Hmm.
People knew he was in Dallas.
What and was he
goes,
doing
I don't,
there?
He goes, I don't remember that day that well.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Huh. Foggy memory.
And then there's another thing. It was a guy who was caught flying blow through, I want to say, swamps, like maybe like Arkansas.
Okay.
And I want to say Clinton might have even pardoned him. Or he knew the Clintons. And when he was found dead of nefarious, you know, one of those, you know, like the Clintons know like 150 people that have committed suicide.
Yeah, yeah, that's a coincidence.
Yeah, you, yeah, but like, you know, they hang
I know
them,
so, I know like a couple.
They hang themselves and shoot themselves in the chest and yeah, throw the gun 40 yards away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You classic know,
the way,
suicide
the
stuff.
The way you commit suicide.
It's the recoil. It makes yeah, it, yeah, of course.
The guy was found with George H.W. Bush's phone number in his fucking pocket. Written on a piece of paper.
On a piece of paper.
And the,
love it.
They call that number. They're like, hello. It's fucking the president, the head of the CIA.
I think, because especially if I've learned anything this year, it's that I have no business dipping my toes
yes,
into anything political.
I'm not claiming to be smart. I'm not claiming to be educated or savvy or anything.
Turns out I am a retard and I should not talk about things.
Well, I'm glad you caught up with the rest of us.
Yep. Everyone knew but me. It turns out I'm dumb as shit.
Oh, yeah. You're like Will Smith at the end of I Am Legend. You thought
that's
we were vampires
me,
the whole time. Nope. They were just trying to save that lady.
Yep.
Yep. And but no, I think if any of them were a good guy, I think it was probably Harrison. He's the dude that died in a month.
Yeah.
He couldn't have gotten up to that bad of stuff in a month.
Well, didn't he die because he got sick during his speech? He talked for like 6 hours in the rain.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he just dropped dead like,
yep,
after a month. So it's like that guy probably didn't do anything that evil. And it was like back in like the 1800s. How evil? Never mind. I'm saying it and I'm
extremely,
realizing what
yeah,
you could be extremely.
Part of
me
get away with literally anything.
Anything
yeah,
you wanted to.
And I think just even to get to the position of being elected, you kind of have to have your hands in some bad pockets.
That's
you know,
a really good point.
Yeah.
Never
I
mind.
I just feel like if you got that far, you owe some favors to some bad people.
100%. Yeah.
With some really nefarious, like, and that's across the board. I'm not assigning a left or right.
I mean, I bet he wished he had pharmaceutical companies to pay for him. Maybe he wouldn't have died of a common cold.
Yeah.
It's not a leftist or a rightist thing.
No.
A right-wing yeah, thing.
It's a money thing.
I just think
thing,
if you got that, yeah. And you, like, you did some fucked up shit on tape so that
yeah,
they have you.
But
yeah,
see, that's
yeah,
why I think maybe he wasn't that evil. Because I think if you die in office, you, like, if you were an evil person, they would be like, all right, we got to save him because he's doing the evil stuff for us.
Or replace you with a lookalike.
Right. But like the three that died in office were Lincoln, Kennedy, and Harrison. And Lincoln and Kennedy, people liked them. They were doing good stuff.
Well,
for the most part.
Half the people liked them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ask my Cuban family how they feel about Kennedy.
You have a Cuban family?
Yeah.
Is your wife Cuban?
No. My aunt married a Cuban and they took us in. All my holidays were Cuban growing up. And yeah, I had Esther and Amelia were my uncle's parents, and they were kind of like surrogate grandparents to me. Mention Kennedy around them. Oh boy. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Would Emilio have some things to fucking pop? They were not fans. Hey, let's get plugs out of the way. Drew, what do you want people to check out, my friend?
You can watch my YouTube channel, Drew Dunn, drewdunncomedy.com for all touring dates. I'm coming all over California. I'll be down in Florida, all over the place. So drewdunncomedy.com, all that stuff. Thanks.
fantastic, Miss Marcelina.
I have no idea where I'll be in the new year, but I'm sure I'll be doing shows somewhere. And hopefully I get a podcast in 2026. I'd love to make that happen at some point. You can just follow me everywhere at Josie Marcelino. It's JOSIEMARCELLINO.
Fantastic, guys. Follow me on Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny. Go to punchup.live/ZachAmico for my dates. If you want to bring that up, I actually have Toronto shows to promote. I'm going to be in Toronto on, I believe, the 9th and 10th of January. And that is at the Catacombs Cabaret, where I will be doing stand-up and a live spook show. And it's a little theater, so come hang out. I think you'll have a lot of fun. I've had to cancel both my Toronto shows I've ever booked because I had other jobs get in the way. And this is my first time there, and I thank you for being patient. Hey, and if you like this show, go to GasDigital.com today, the new Gas Digital, and use our promo code ZOO, Z-O-O. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get the live chat. You get the archives, thousands of your favorite Gas Digital shows, and you get that Friday episode. That's right. We do three of these suckers a week. But if you want the third one, you gotta subscribe. And thank you so much for watching the show. All right. So we covered this on Monday. And I guess we have an update. Influencer Mary Magdalene, who's passed away, was seen carted off by officers prior to her death on video. And what was she? She fell out of something?
Yeah, she fell out of, I believe it was the fourth. It's either the fourth or the ninth floor. I have to look it up again. Yeah, ninth floor.
Okay. But
I thought she died on the table. I thought she died in like another operation.
No, she fell out of a window.
Oh.
Which I feel like is very rarely not drug or alcohol related or a covered up murder.
Yeah. Who falls out of a window?
Drunk ninth or high
floor,
people.
Ninth floor window. Yeah, you're drunk, you're high, you're fucking, or you're
murdered.
Yeah. I do have a friend who legitimately, soberly was paralyzed from a fall. Great comic, Jason Sines. Remember him?
No, I don't know if I know.
He's a little before your guys' time. Really, really funny dude.
Okay.
And he was at a party, and I guess they had like something you stand over, and it broke. And he's in a trip. He married a super hot chick. He's doing great.
Oh, God bless.
Super funny dude. He used to do. Oh fuck yeah, he used to do. He had a Jeff Fox. He used to be fake Jeff Foxworthy and shit. He was super funny.
Okay.
Anyway. Shannon, what happened with this Mary Magdalene broad?
So I'm going to show you that video of them carting her off. And then in this video, apparently, you can hear her claiming that she was drugged. I have another video to show you, too.
Oh, yeah, they're carting her off is, like, real.
Oh, it's a cart.
I thought you meant, like...
Oh, wait, she's alive there.
Yeah. This is before she died.
That's good for your spine.
Well, this is before she fell, right?
Yeah, this is like a week or 2 weeks before.
I like how they blared her face like we don't know it's her.
I agree. You're all amazing.
Yeah, she's pretty identifiable.
Is she saying drugged or drunk?
She's saying drugged.
Okay, and then I have another one where she's explaining after this how she said she was left alone on the street and this is the price to pay for being so popular.
And then he just left me. So I was like left alone on the street. That's why I love the idea of being popular and like having friends and hanging out with people, but this type of shit is so traumatizing. It's actually
pause. I feel like I'm in the lobby waiting for an SDR to start. Jesus Christ! What a vapid twat.
She sounds like I don't know. I can't think of the actress's name, but she has red hair, Orange Is the New Black, like super raspy New York-y voice.
Oh, the comedian. The chick that dated Fred Armisen. What's her name?
I'll look it up after.
She's an American Pie.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm gonna never mind. I'll look it up after. It's not important.
More worth it to just get pets It could be a cat or a dog, and isolate yourself from society. Because if this is the other end of it, no, 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 or yeah, no.
She doesn't seem well.
No, she seems a little off.
Thailand.
Oh.
She didn't seem coherent.
No.
No, that just makes me sad.
So you think she was fucked up and fell, or you think some fucking...
I don't even know. I think it's sad either way. If, yeah, because, yeah. Like, what? She's fucked up there, and it does seem like she has about 3 brain cells clanging together, but... I think what she's saying is real. She's just like a broken person that was like, oh, if I do all these things and I get fame and attention, like, that'll fix it. And then you do, and it's like, oh, no, I still have nothing, and I'm an empty person. And
yeah, but
now
she chose
I look
a
like
very...
a fucking bathroom wall.
But now she chose a very empty way to get there.
For sure. Oh, no, I'm not saying that it's...
And I'm not
she's
justifying...
misguided.
Yeah, I'm not justifying anything bad happening to her, but
I gotta
you did choose the easy way.
I got a soft spot for people with a little bit of internet attention who go to foreign countries and try to jump out the window, okay?
I have a soft spot
for that. That made me sad.
Josie, I saw you take that jacket off. You have a few soft spots.
Right now,
and I like them.
Right
and
now,
I like
I'm all soft spots.
And I like it.
Ending 2025 real soft.
All right. Natasha Lyonne, by the way.
Natasha Lyonne, thank you. Oh, God damn it. Never mind. The drag queen I love does a really good impression of her when she does Snatch Game.
What is Snatch Game?
Some RuPaul. It's some Drag Race shit. All right. I just wanted to watch this with you guys because I thought it was wild. Chaotic, icy road pile up. Sometimes I just show Shannon. I just send Shannon videos I thought were wild.
Yeah.
And I thought we would react to it.
Like
so
it.
I'm not entirely sure that I buy that this is real. But
God damn it, Shannon!
I think it's AI. I can't confirm it though. I like looked it up afterwards. I couldn't find another mention of it, but nothing saying that it's not. It's just the way that it sounds seems too perfect for what we're watching.
Okay, let's watch it.
Okay,
I think so. The audio is fake.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't think I watched it with audio. Yeah, yeah, the audio is definitely
Hang
fake.
On.
I think it's fake because no one reacts to this guy getting hit. Look how nobody cares this guy got hit by a car. This guy's just walking.
Yeah.
Everyone's like,
yeah, maybe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kill it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got fooled. All right. This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. It's the holiday season, the best time of year for sports. Bowl games, basketball matches, playoff pushers, it's all happening at once. You and I make decisions every day. What gifts to buy, what to eat, some of us more than others, which game to watch. But there is one place where it feels good to be right, and that's Prize Picks. If your fantasy team is dead in the water, don't worry. Prize Picks has you covered with weekly fantasy football plays. Win when your favorite players hit their projections. No draft required. Guys, this is super easy to use. I am not someone who usually understands concepts like this. And some of our friends here at Gas walked me right through it. Super, super easy, super intuitive. Prize Picks now has early payouts. Cash out your winnings before the game even finishes. Download the Prize Picks app today and use the code ZOO, Z-O-O, to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code ZOO to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Now let's get back into the show. Shannon, is the top porn search thing real? Did I get fooled on that?
No, that one's real. I went to Pornhub and I found the actual
one. Oh, thank God.
This one's real.
All right, so it's the end of the year. Everybody does their wrap-ups. Pornhub has put out what each state...
Oh,
this is great.
Has searched what?
I thought you were about to say Pornhub gives you a wrapped like Spotify.
Yeah, I thought you were about to pull up bars. I was
like,
uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Let's stick with the states.
Yeah. man, this is one of one. This is one guy keeps searching braces. somebody found a workaround. So this is top porn stars by state. Shannon, do you want to give us some states and maybe we'll guess?
Yeah. Let's see. Vermont. These are all really random and weird.
Vermont, I know, so I'll let you guys guess.
I would assume step siblings in Vermont or Ebony, because they don't have a lot of that in there.
Mm, yeah, yeah, it's maybe like a Latino or Latina.
I okay. like Latina.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna influence you guys a little. Maybe a lot of couples moved to Vermont because it was one of the first places to be very accepting of something.
Gay?
Sure. Now maybe
maybe cuck.
No, maybe anal? Pick a clothing fetish for gay guys.
Dog, the gay dog. Where they dress up with the dog mask.
Gay dog.
That's a thing. You see him at the pride parade. They do the dog.
The pup play.
Yeah, pup play.
Yeah, I go backwards a little. Not that fucked up.
So funny.
Furry.
No, I will.
Trans.
I will say it was super funny. I was. A few months ago, I was flying to a gig and I had a connection. And I guess there was a furry convention in whatever town my connection was in. And it was so fucking funny because you would just see all these like very anime looking autistic people.
Yeah.
But I guess they can pack everything but the head. So they're all carrying the head like helmets.
Oh my God.
Walking through the airport, but with like giant like wolf heads and shit, like astronauts.
Yeah. Like a gay biker gang.
It was so fucking funny.
Oh my God.
So it's, Shannon, if I'm right, it's jockstrap, right?
That's correct.
Jockstrap.
Gay guys love a jockstrap.
Really?
Okay. Wow. Let's do this one. Pennsylvania.
They're still holding on to that, huh?
Pennsylvania.
Shout out to it, my state.
The Amish don't have computers. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, but I do.
You know, it's crazy. I think Amish is on there.
Oh, yeah. They want to see the Amish porn.
It could be. I'm not that sexually adventurous, but in my mind, I'm like, wouldn't it be fun if... I think that would be a fun thing to try.
Amish sex?
Have sex with an Amish person? Because what has that got to be like? Same with a Hasidic... I would love to have sex with like a Hasidic Jew.
No, you wouldn't.
Why?
No, you wouldn't.
Why?
It's not a male-dominated society.
Yeah, and I want to break him out of that. Again, I am not good at sex, nor am I very sexually adventurous, but...
But you think you can change
thousands of... I see somebody more repressed than me, and I'm like, let's break you out of it, buddy.
Okay. Amish, maybe, but I feel like it's going to be missionary only.
Oh, yeah.
No, but then, like, you show them something else, and that's like Rumspringa. It's like, yo, you didn't know you could do it like this.
Yeah, you catch
them on
the right.
And you're never
going to
have it again because you're going to go and live a traditional life. But, like, let me show you something that's going to fucking blow your mind.
Yeah, hold on to your hat.
Yeah. Come on, Jebediah.
So the Hasids, I may be opinionated, but as someone who has had many dominatrixes in and out of their life, the Hasids love it. Big fans of the dungeon.
Really?
And I don't think you're going to have a great time. A lot of them, they apparently have baby fetishes. They want to have their diaper changed and stuff. And then they can't come in or on the hooker. They have to come in a tissue, put it in a bag, and take it home.
Because you can't spill the seed.
It's better to spill the seed, spill seed in the belly of a whore than on the ground. So they take their cum home with them. But the
what
one dom I was with, I
think the tissue's not the
throw the trash there.
Okay.
Don't pickpocket Hasidic Jews is the lesson I learned.
Or
maybe they just
don't steal a tissue and then blow
your
nose.
Where's your wallet?
Maybe they're just Drake fans. That's how Drake had a kid. He threw the condom away and then the lady fished out the jizz.
Hot sauce.
The hot sauce in the condom, yeah.
Well, that's he learned afterwards, I could destroy this with hot sauce. He could just flush it. You can definitely just flush those, but he was like, what if I put hot sauce in it?
Yeah, I mean, that's a treat.
Some lady would have hired a plumber.
Yeah, that's true. and then my other friend that was a dom said that she would have Jews come in and try and sneak a nut off and run out the door.
Oh, wow.
They would try and scam you. They would see how quick they could come and then run out the door, and they had to have security guards like tackle them, like to catch a predator. Like, you just see some, he'd be like putting his fucking shit back on, and some huge black guy would be like, excuse me, sir. which I would love to. If I could ever see a compilation of anything,
oh,
it would be security guards tackling Hasid's who just blew a nut.
Yeah, that's using the dark web for a good reason. Yeah,
happy Hanukkah.
And tried to run out the door without fucking paying.
Happy Hanukkah, that rules.
And I'm not great. Anti-Semitic or anti-Hasidic Jew. I just fly a lot.
Yeah, I've been on those Florida flights.
Do you know there's Hasidics in Latino countries? So there's like Latino Hasidics. There's a couple of them that are like, I guess they're mixed. the craziest flight I've ever been on, there were three Latino kids in yarmulkes, and they had the energy of Latino kids, but like the allergies.
Como se yarmulkes? I'm gonna do this the whole time.
I love Jewish people. They had the complaining of a Jewish person, but the energy of a Latino, and that was the worst flight I've ever taken in my life. Yeah.
So, dude, that's so fun. That's how I describe Hasid. It's the weirdness of the Amish plus the annoyingness of a.
That's funny. That is very funny.
Shannon, what's the one in Pennsylvania?
It is puffy nipples.
What?
Puffy nipples.
What does that mean?
That was my nickname.
These are the most searched terms?
What? Yeah, this is the most. Wow. What?
That's actually my Pornhub username.
How did the word get out?
And these are also.
What is a puffy nipple?
They're also terms searched more in each state when compared to all others.
Okay, yeah, so it's not the most searched term, but it's the term that's so searched the most as opposed to other terms
right,
in that state.
Outside
so, like,
of
everybody's
the...
looking up, like.
Yeah.
Big dick stepsister.
Yeah, everybody's looking up Latina, Asian,
right. Okay.
Lesbian.
And Amish was Iowa.
Thank you.
Iowa was.
Oh, yeah, they got him out there.
Shannon, just search. Show us what puffy nipples are.
What are puffy nipples? I don't understand.
Really?
Like big areolas?
I don't know how to explain them. No, I can explain.
They have like volume.
Yeah. They're not like little. You got a lot of nip. They're puffy.
So it's like large areolas, like a salami.
No, but it's not.
Not dinner plate. Not teacup.
It's not out. It's up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on dudes.
Yeah. Dudes and
like anybody. Yeah.
Yeah, anybody can have puffy nipples. I think it's a genetic roll of the dice.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so, yeah. Not defined.
Huh.
Oh, this is a good one.
There you go.
Yeah, puffy nipples.
I've never encountered that.
The more you say it, the less it means.
Yeah.
Like tree. Like
right.
You say tree over and over again, it loses the term.
Yeah.
Puffy nipples, it starts to lose.
Yeah, it
becomes an abstract term. All right, Shannon, give us another stand. The cereal is very funny. Oh, did you have your nipple puffs this morning?
Yeah, I did. I had a big bowl,
big bowl of nipple puffs.
Part of this complete breakfast.
Shannon, give us
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, poor bastard.
That looks like a cow.
That looks like a science experiment gone wrong.
Oh, it's awful. Shannon, tell us another one.
Okay, let's do Oregon.
Ooh, Oregon.
Homeless.
Yeah, I was just about to say homeless. Yeah, they got the kink over there. But I think it might be weirder than that, though.
So,
from there, it's just like Republican, conservatives.
Yeah, guy in
was
suit.
It Oregon or Washington was the last state that had to outlaw bestiality?
I don't know that off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta know the stats.
Yeah. I don't really follow those types of laws.
I'm a sovereign citizen. I'm a sovereign citizen.
I'm a sovereign just for that department.
Well, because Mr. Hands was in one of those states.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And that was like the last straw. It's like, hey guys, we get it.
Enough.
We get it.
By the way, it's still not criminalized in West Virginia.
Well, there you go.
Donkey show in West Virginia, Patreon.
Sense.
You know, I just had explained to my wife what a donkey show was.
Really?
And she didn't believe me.
Wow.
I love
and
my
then,
wife.
And then I was like, honey, you've seen Clerks 2 with me.
Yeah.
And the whole joke is that they think it's a regular donkey show, and then the dude fucks the donkey.
Right.
And she's like, I don't think that happened in that movie.
Yeah, well, Christmas is coming. Stocking stuffer. Maybe a couple of tickets to
go to Tijuana.
A little trip to Tijuana.
I feel like it's got to be sad for everybody.
Oh,
it's sad for the donkey, and he's getting his dick sucked.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully.
Wait, do they blow the donkey?
I think all sorts of stuff happens.
I think
I
they blow
they
him
just,
and
like,
fuck him.
Let the donkey rail him.
I think.
You got to get him going.
You got to.
Respect him.
You got to prep him.
Yeah, I never put thought into it, I'll be honest.
What are you going to fuck a soft donkey dick? No, you gotta get them ready.
I guess
you're really not sexually adventurous. You don't even know you gotta blow a donkey before you fuck them.
Prude. So Oregon, again, I would assume extremely liberal.
Right.
Yeah.
Might be gay.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna go outdoors.
Outdoors.
Yeah.
Nah, see, I feel like that's normal for them, so they wouldn't have to explore porn for it. I think it's going to be the other way. I think it's going to be like trad wife or something, or like.
You don't think there's puffy nipples in Philadelphia, though?
I've never encountered them personally.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I don't know.
Shannon, tell us.
It is horny grandma.
Wow! Never would have guessed in a million years. These sick bastards.
Oh man.
Horny grandma.
That doesn't sound like porn. That sounds like a hilarious YouTube channel.
Oh, my God. Their nursing home's supposed to be in shambles.
Horny grandma Dude. Meets angry grandma would be the best thing ever.
I will say
Motherfucker!
This,
yeah.
As somebody who has had to do some work in nursing homes, that sounds worse now that I'm saying it, but I've had to, like, film... Never mind. I've had to do stuff in nursing homes. Those people fuck.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah, they have I know they fuck.
Their STDs are, like, out... Like through the roof.
You're not gonna wear a bag.
I just think the people outside of it want it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not gonna wear a bag, what are you gonna get them pregnant?
Yeah. Like,
so you're gonna get AIDS.
I know they're fucking. I've never been. You know, I've never even thought about what. I've thought about what it looks
Who
like.
Who did I just
sure.
fucking
I
hear talking about? They had a grandma in a home, and I can't remember where it was, and I'm so sorry. I might have been something I read, and they were talking about how she was like a little out of it.
Yeah.
And they found out she had gonorrhea or something.
Yeah, I think that's where it's like the most diagnosis.
But she
of all
was a little
STDs.
Like space, like, you know, not quite all there.
Wow.
And the people went and they were like, hey, like, we think somebody's taking advantage of my, like, somebody's fucking my, like, unwell grandmother. Yeah. And they're like, oh, no, she's running the show. And I believe they may even have said conducting.
Conducting.
As in, like, multiple people.
Like sending out concubines to the rooms.
No, like getting a train run.
Oh, wow. Just
by
leaving
request.
The door open.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now,
wow.
I will say this. When you get older, especially, one of the things with the old people you got to look out for, if they get UTIs, it does impair them cognitively, I guess, because their body's, like, fighting off the infection, and that takes so much. Maybe that's why she was spacey.
Yeah.
Maybe she was actually all there. She was just run down with the clap.
Yeah, UTIs.
Yeah,
and
UTIs.
Syphilis.
And yeah.
I really dodged a bullet. I don't know how I've never had anything.
You've never had anything?
I mean, HPV, but that's the
thing. Well,
yeah.
That's fine. That. What are you, gay? No, and I definitely had sex with a girl with genital warts and didn't get them.
Really?
And wow. I know I did because her friends called me to tell me after.
Damn.
Gambling, man.
I didn't know. I wasn't.
You didn't see him down there? You didn't see anything going on?
She must have not had a thing going
that's
on.
The only, yeah, I think that's the only way you get away with it.
Do we want to admit this on the... I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I got chlamydia when I lost my virginity.
Nice.
Ah, rough introduction.
And so then nothing ever. Since then, I've been like, I have to be the most careful ever because that was like so devastating.
Like, that sucks.
At least that didn't fuck you up or that became like your search term.
Oh, yeah.
Discharge.
Chlamydia really gets me going.
STDs.
Now, and then, of course, once that happened, I was like convinced
STDs
for like 6
nuts.
Months. I was like, I definitely have AIDS. For like the rest of like my senior year of high school, I was like, I just know AIDS is going to come back positive because I was like, it can... I think you have to, like, wait 6 months.
Oh, like, incubates or whatever?
Yeah. So I was like, I definitely have HIV. I'm going to have full-blown AIDS, and I don't. That's
see, because I'm older than you guys. I remember when I got my, you gave me HPV call. It was the girl that gave it to me was pretending that I gave it to her. And she called me crying.
Do they even test for HPV now?
She had to get some scrapes.
Oh.
Yeah. They give you a vaccine for it before, but yeah.
Yeah, but back, this is when I was in college, and she called, and I want to say Lewis got the same call from a girl where they said it was like the new AIDS. Like, that's how they were like, it's like herpes or like, they compared it to like
what?
A really serious problem. And I remember just sweating. And then the girl I was with got it, of course. And she had to go get a procedure done and came back with it. And I was like, and she was like, well, who brought this to the party? And I was like, I know it's me. Fuck.
Yeah.
I played dumb on that one.
Whoops.
It happens. Shannon, give us another state.
Let's do Illinois.
Mm. Illinois. So you got Chicago in there.
Do you want me to like give you a hint at all?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of, it has to, it's like a body part.
Body part.
Chicago, is it, because it's Chicago, armpit. I would say ass.
I'm going to say armpit.
There might be some feet people out there by the lake.
It is hairy armpits.
Hey!
Wow.
I don't know why, but I just knew that in my heart.
Because it's cold all the time, so yeah. Nobody's shaving.
True.
You want to do Missouri?
Sure.
This is also kind of a body part. Kind of.
Of a body part.
Hair?
Amputees.
Mm.
Amputees.
Kind of a body part.
I mean, like, it is a body part. It's just, like, it's more of a description than that.
Oh.
Fisting.
Smelly feet.
All right, did everyone put their guesses in?
Uh-huh.
It's boner.
Oh, wow.
What are you, 12?
What, did they just get porn? Missouri. That's a 12-year-old search. Boner, boobs.
I had a friend in college, and I opened up his history, and his dad was a preacher, and he was all kind of weird. And his porn searches were like that.
Oh, yeah.
It would be like naked sex party. I already knew. Dude, I started. See, I had the cheat code when I was really cranking. Yeah. I realized you could search things in Spanish.
Oh, wow.
That's funny.
Because then you start getting like amateur, like just Spanish people, like just Mexican bootleg porn?
Right, right.
So you're searching like grande culo, tetas grande.
Oh, that's why you like Latino women.
Yeah, because they have big asses and big tits.
Yeah, that's true. When I was a kid, so my dad's a network engineer, and he would, you know, always like, whenever there was something new that came out computer-wise, we'd get like a new desktop. He would like build a new computer for our house. And so there was one day where he brought home a new computer. We switched over. I was like 6, 7, my brother was like 3 or 4, and I was like, well, let's look at all the websites that we have, because like what I would do was I would just put like C into the, you know, the search bar up top, and it would come down Cartoon Network. So I did A, and I think it was like ABC or something, and then I did B and just hit enter, and it took us to boobies.com.
nice.
And then we both screamed, and then we both accidentally went back to that website, like, you know, because I like closed it, but then we accidentally brought it back up like 8 more times.
Yeah. Just, whoops.
Like, ah! Just repeatedly. We never got to C. I don't know what was on C.
Dude, you remember when website, like web addresses were like a thing? Like people would like react. My wife has a great story of her mom opening the computer and going, RateMyPoop.com. But yeah, there was Hot or Not. Was that's before your guys' time, right?
That was before my time.
Shan, do you remember Hot or Not?
Absolutely, I do.
What were the other ones? There were a few where, like, people would upload like people from their classes.
Oh, we had that in my high school, but it was you got posted, and it was like just the site of revenge porn.
Oh, we had
like underage kids on it. It was
we
bad.
Had cool. Is anyone up?
Yeah, that was a thing too.
That
is
guy went to jail.
Good. Good.
Drew, did you have Is Anyone Up?
No.
Is Anyone Up was a revenge porn site where they would find nudes of a girl and then post their social media.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And some people from my high school were on that too. Again, underage kids. Like, these are not adults. So I'm glad that guy's in jail.
Yeah, he went to, I think he got Hunter, I think his name was, if I remember correctly.
There was a chick that I remember, she's on heroin now, I feel bad for her, but like she was on that site, and a friend of ours told us, she was like, ooh, she's on this website, like here, go look. Of course we did. And then I was like, I wonder if anybody else we know is on this site. And then I like scrolled over 2 pages, and it was the girl that sent the link, and I was like, your photos are way worse than hers. Why'd you put a keychain up in your pussy? Like, this is crazy. you can't give out somebody else's nudes link when your nudes are also on there. That's insane.
You skipped over the keychain and we gotta...
Never figured it out. But like, and of course, so it's me and my best friend, whose name I won't say, but me and my best friend knew these other two girls, and the one sent us the link to that girl, and then I did a little bit more digging and I found the other ones, and I'm like, dude, hers are substantially more graphic. It was, she's 16 years old, it's the father of her twin daughters that posted her, and yeah, it was a million, like up close and just real gross. God. And at one point you could just see there's just a keychain sticking out of her snatch. And we, to this day, I'm like I
with
ask
like
her,
a little stuffed animal on it.
I know, we don't know what was in. The end was the key ring with like the chain, and I'm like, what could have been in there? Because her also, this was the first time I realized, like, oh, not every vagina is the size of mine. Some of them,
some
are
of them have
massive. Keychains. Some of them have given birth to twins naturally, and some of them are massive.
Yep.
So that just, I'm like, what was on the other end of that thing? I'm not usually this sexual. I apologize.
Yeah.
I think it's this. Normally, I'm not this sexual at all.
It was
all,
like when you get the keys for the bathroom at a gas station and there's like a cinder block on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a cinder block. So I got to call her. She's a lesbian now. I got to call her up and be like, hey, yo, what was this? Hey. What was on the other end of your child?
Or you just call her and go, hey, remember this? Jingle, 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 jingle.
Oh, I hope
well, you know how you shake your keys for baby? Was she pregnant? And they were trying to entertain the babies when it's on her. All right, let's do one more state, Shannon. I feel like I'm really fucking making a meal of this.
Let's do Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
I don't really know how to give you a hint for this.
Jeez.
Is it an act? Is it a body part?
I think it's an adjective.
Adjective.
I think it's an adjective. I hope I'm getting that right.
Hey guys, real quick, you ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee, it's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. Is it describing a race? Is it describing an act? Is it describing...
Not necessarily a race. It could be an act or a person.
Slutty.
Annoying.
Do you want to guess one, Drew?
Huge.
It is sloppy.
Sloppy.
I almost said slimy.
That would have been close.
I know you kids like your pussies extra sloppy.
Lady,
you're creeping us out.
Lady, you're scaring us.
You got it right. I got it wrong. Thank you.
No problem.
All right, moving on. Mom of two found dead after wandering into freezer of Miami Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree is a freezer?
Yes, they do. I watch an entire YouTube channel where a guy only cooks from food he bought at Dollar Tree.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay, okay.
Now,
the lean
if I remember, Shannon, her vocation is important to this. Because you go, what kind of a dumb bitch?
Yeah. You can't even walk in those freezers.
Shannon, tell us about it.
So she's an accomplished anesthesiologist. She was visiting.
She sure was.
That'll make you nervous.
I have to look at where she's coming from. Some sort of Latin place that she was visiting the country from. She's 32. And so they found her naked in the freezer. Wow. And they're saying that they're not suspecting foul play.
I think that lady's dipping in the anesthesia a little bit.
Wait a minute.
Or meth. I feel like meth, like what makes you like overheat so much where you have to like get naked and go in there?
No, I think people who get hypothermia get naked?
Yeah, they think that they're warm and they take their clothes off. Yeah, but why is she in the freezer to begin with?
Okay, well, wait. What country is she from?
I have to find it. Hold on. Oh, Nicaragua.
Okay.
Yeah, so she wouldn't be seeking out the cold.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys put a jacket on when it's 65 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Me too. I'm pretty, because remember, Eliza Lamb was found naked. And they thought she and her clothes were in the Cecil Hotel girl, the Blackwater.
Yeah.
She was naked in the water supply, and they thought she'd been thrown in naked, but she had taken her clothes off because she had hypothermia.
Mm.
So yeah. I think you might get...
You do. You feel like you're like burning from the inside. You feel like you start sweating and everything.
So that could make sense.
I don't think she had hypothermia. I think she was just going insane. That lady you're talking about, that Eileen Lamb.
Eliza Lamb.
Yeah, her. I think she was just having a spell of some sort.
Okay,
took
well...
her clothes off. Did they say
how this lady walked into the freezer?
No. They don't know how she got in there or why, but they say they don't suspect foul play.
Who found her?
One of the employees.
And were her kids with her?
No.
Okay. That's wild, dude.
Yeah, Dollar General by yourself. How do you even... Because they're literally just these like racked or like anything like those...
Maybe
almost like a 7-Eleven.
Employee side?
Was it?
Yeah, I guess.
Was she like stuck there overnight? Like, was it? Like,
yeah,
an
I
after
think
hours
she was.
Thing? Okay.
So she probably thought it was like the bathroom or something. Maybe the door locked behind her.
Yeah.
Like, because you can't get out through the front.
Yeah.
But you don't even try. I'd be crawling out through the lean cuisines and the freezy pots.
Somebody's like, hey, look, they have Spanish ladies for a dollar.
It's true. The front of the freezer is just glass, is it not?
Yeah.
Like the refrigerated section. Clear the racks and break through.
And how many people were shopping at Dollar General that day, just walking up, just blind-eyed? Just like, yeah, there's a passed out broad in the
back.
Now,
what
do
you think they do with the food that was in there when she died?
Oh, they'll sell it.
Just real quick, this was a walk-in freezer. So she's not like in the glass section outside. This is like in the back somewhere.
How the fuck did she get in there?
Yeah.
So she must be in like the storage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it did say that surveillance footage hasn't raised any alarm bells.
I feel like that happens in a lot of sitcoms.
Yeah.
They get stuck in the freezer of something.
It happened in SpongeBob.
Yeah.
I got stuck in a walk-in fridge once because the fucking door was shit, and it was one of those things you had to press, and it just wouldn't go. And I was stuck in there for like an hour. They had to call in somebody to come and like take the hinges off from the outside. But if that was a freezer, I would have been fucked. Like,
yeah,
it would have sucked.
She maybe was fucking around in the back.
Yeah, or it was looking for the bathroom or something. Like, thought it was a code, just
the handle. Oof, that's
brutal.
There's got to be a certain point where you're like, I have really fucked up.
Well, and that's like your last legacy, too, is the Dollar General.
Yeah.
You know, like that's where you died. You could have walked into any freezer in any luxury restaurant, a nice hotel. You died in the Dollar General walk-in
As
freezer.
Someone who, when I was super broke, used to do my weekly grocery shopping at Jack's 99 Cents.
Yeah. No, but that's what I mean. That's like that's the last.
Dude, Jack's 99 Cents.
They know you
in Midtown Manhattan was a war zone. I watched so many brawls and so many people like throwing shit at each other, but it was the best. I miss it. That was the Brie, the great Brie of that I'm pretty sure got me and my wife together.
You made Brie from the 99 Cents store.
So I would go on Friday, and I think they might have stocked Thursday. And I always go when I got paid on Friday because I worked across the street at a call center, and I see a wheel of Brie, but like steering wheel. And it says $5. And I go, that's obviously not real.
Yeah.
But I need to take it up to the counter. So I take it up and they charge me $5 for it and I leave. I have pictures with it. I took it home, opened it up, and 20 more $5 stickers fell out, and it was cut into little triangles. They were supposed to open it up.
Oh, and have each little slice of Brie
and have
be
each
five.
Each slice be five.
Wow.
And someone was either lazy or stupid, and you got a whole wheel of Brie.
$100 of cheese.
And I mean, when I look at how fat I've gotten over the years, this is one of the, like, this is definitely a turning point.
It's a jump off.
because we had brie everything. Every meal started with brie on bread. We made brie nacho. We made fucking brie everything.
Brie is so good.
It is. I like camembert too, but it's stinky.
Yeah, but it's good.
But goddamn, that was the best. I'm a fancy cheese boy.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll order brie. A couple times I've ordered French cheese baskets and shit.
Wow.
And, oh boy. They come refrigerated, but they stink.
Yeah.
My wife thought something went bad in the fridge the first time I bought one.
No, it's brand new.
Yeah, it's brand new. It's camembert. It stinks.
Wow, but it tastes good. You don't get the smell.
It smells like homeless feet.
I remember the first time I smelled Gruyere, I was working at a fine dining restaurant. Mm-hmm. They had it over the French onion soup, and I was like, I would apologize to people. I'm like, I'm so sorry that it now smells like a disgusting locker room around you.
Shan, can you look up what camembert is supposed to smell like? It's like, it'll hit you. Because when Faygo used to work at a restaurant, one of their appetizers was a toasted, a baked camembert that they would put in the broiler, and they had to stop making it.
Because it would smell up the whole place?
Because it would clear out the bar.
Oh, my God.
Are you an adventurous eater, or just...
Look at me.
That could happen.
Yes.
Okay. Would you eat
the
forbidden wedding cheese, the Italian forbidden?
Oh, with the maggots in it?
Yeah.
No, that's freaky.
Okay. I want to try
it. Earthy, mushroomy, and vegetal, like cabbage or cauliflower, with notes of barnyard garlic, sometimes truffle, all around the distinctly, slightly pungent aroma from its bloomy rind, while a mild ammonia scent is normal as it ripens. A strong ammonia smell suggests it's overripe. Otherwise, your aroma is rich, funky, and savory.
Scroll down just a little bit, because I want to see what humans say about it. This is AI trying to be nice.
Yeah, I funky see what Reddit means a says. Lot.
It just looks like cum on a cracker.
It really does.
Shout out Jake Flores.
What?
Oh, that's an old... Don't worry about it. That was for old school fans. Yes, camembert has a distinctly strong, pungent, earthy smell. Still.
Yeah. Barnyard-like.
Footy.
Barnyard footy.
Footy. I think footy really sells it.
Man.
Footy really sells it. And so the Italian, Shannon, can you look up the Italian with the, that's got literally shit moving in it though, right?
They're live maggots. Yeah. So it's, and you have to it's illegal.
Do you brush them away?
No, you eat them. And it's illegal because if you don't chew them up properly, they'll live in your stomach, and then they will eat through your intestines.
So, yeah, I don't think I want to try that.
You have to make sure that you chew up those maggots.
I don't think I want them.
Or else they could kill you.
Yeah, I don't think I want that.
This is for fun?
It's a delicacy in certain parts of Italy. It's
I wouldn't even, I've never, I would,
stuff.
I've thought about trying durian.
I would like to try durian. I've eaten guinea pig. I had a tiny little piece of guinea pig when I was in Peru.
Couldn't really get a big piece of guinea pig.
No, yeah. They're way bigger
whole
than you
roasted.
Think. They bring them out Shrek style. It's a full, it's got the head.
Oh, wow.
It's got the, and I knew that going into it. There we go. What is it?
Oh, Shannon's going to hate this.
Maggots. Kazumarzu literally means rotten cheese. And it's not for the faint of heart. It is known as the world's most dangerous cheese. And while that might seem a bit off-putting at first, it's the maggots that give the cheese its distinctive texture and flavor. Here's how it works.
Dude,
first, I hate
this. We got enough cheeses.
Pecorino cheese is made from sheep's milk. Then a special fly called a cheese fly is allowed to lay its eggs in it. Over the course of 2 to 3 months, the maggots eat the cheese and then excrete it out again, transforming it into the soft and creamy Kazumarzu.
So you're eating maggot shit.
Yeah, and the maggots.
This cheese...
I hate it. I hate it so much.
Nah, I'm good on that.
I want no part of it.
Yeah. I thought I would really, I was the one that pushed for us to eat the little piece of guinea pig, and then it got in front of us, and I started crying, and I ate the little piece, and it didn't taste bad, but it tasted so unlike anything else that I couldn't pretend it was something else. So I, almost threw up, and I imagine the same thing will happen when I go to eat that cheese, because I'm in my mind, I'm I'm going to be adventurous and try this cheese. And then just like everything else, I'm in my brain, I'm I can do that. And then it happens in front of me and I'm I can't.
Shannon, how much did you hate every moment of that?
Ugh.
Shannon.
I hate everything so much. Even the fly going on it, the maggot on his skin. Blech.
I
also hate bugs. I can't do dead things.
I wasn't used to the guinea pig thing freaked me out when I first, but when you move to Brooklyn, eventually you go to a Spanish grocery store.
Right.
And you open up the freezer and there's just guinea pigs in there.
Oh. Damn.
In like the deli, like styrofoam with the plastic over it.
They put a little tomato in our guinea pig's mouth, like, because they bring it out, like I said, it's whole. They put a little tomato in his mouth, and I was like, that's mean.
Yeah, that's...
You can't do that. And then, so what they said, they were like, we're going to bring it out whole, so that it, like, everybody takes their pictures, we'll present it, and then we take it in the back and prepare it. So in my brain, I was like, cool. Then they're going to just bring me out, like, fillets.
Yeah, right.
So I'll be able to pretend that it's, like, chicken or something. They just... cut it into fives, so head, arm, like the whole body just like chopped up.
I hated every second of it.
So that was my boyfriend. I like started crying, and I made him cover it with a napkin, like it was CSI. And then I made him eat a whole guinea pig because he was like, "I paid money for that. We're not gonna waste it." And I was like, "We can't waste it. He died. You have to eat it." And then
Marshall, you're Italian, right? That's the second guinea pig he ate that day. Bada boom!
Come on, folks.
He did not ever eat the guinea pig. I'll be honest with you. We broke up.
No, I would too. All right, guys, that's our show. Thank you so much. Please support my great guest, Drew Dunn. Check out his YouTube special, Positive Stuff. Please support Josie Marcellino. Thank you to our friends in the booth. We love you very much. And we will be back for our bonus episode on Friday. Here on Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. Goodbye.
No Christmas.
Bugs begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down. Just like your favorite Obie's clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico's.